The Sermons of the Humble Cure of Ours, St. John Vianney. Sermon for the 20th Sunday after Pentecost, titled, Wine is His God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Habitual drunkenness is not one of those sins which time and grace will correct. To cure this sin, not an ordinary grace, but a miracle of grace is required. You may ask why drunken people are so rarely converted. This is the reason. It is they that have neither faith, nor religion, nor pity, nor respect for holy things. Nothing is able to touch them or open their eyes to their unhappy state. If you try to frighten them with death or judgment or hell, which is awaiting to consume them, if you talk to them of the happiness which God is keeping for those who love Him, the only answer you will get is a sly little smile which means, you think now that you're going to make me afraid, like you do the children, but I am not one of those who are going to fall for that. But look at what this means. Such a person believes that when we are dead, everything is finished. His God is his wine, and he abides by it. The wine which he drinks to excess, the Holy Ghost warns him, is like a snake which bites his death. You believe none of this now, but in hell you will learn that there is a God other than your stomach. It is essential for the habitual drunkard to get out of this state in order that he may understand the full horror of it. But unfortunately, he has no faith. He believes only very weakly in the truths which the Church teaches us. It is essential for him that he have recourse to prayer, but he hardly says any prayers at all, or if he does, it will be while he's dressing or undressing, or again, he may be satisfied just to make the sign of the cross, after a fashion, as he throws himself down on his bed, like a horse in the stable. It is essential that he should frequent the sacraments, which are, in spite of the contempt with which the impious regard them, the sole remedies which the mercy of God offers to draw us to him. But unfortunately, he does not even know the dispositions which he ought to cultivate in order to receive them worthily, or even the bare essentials which he should know in order to save his soul. If you want to question him about this state, he understands nothing about it, as his contradictory answers show. If at the time of a jubilee, or of a mission, or something like that, he wants to keep up appearances, he will be content to tell barely the half of the sins, and still burdened with the others, he'll approach the altar. That is to say, he will commit a sacrilege. That will satisfy him. Dear God, what a dreadful state is that of the habitual drunkard, and how hard it is to be able to leave it. The prophet Isaiah tells us that habitual drunkards are useless as far as doing good on earth is concerned, but that they are very dangerous when it comes to doing evil. To convince ourselves of that, my dear brethren, go into the cabaret which St. John Climacus calls the devil's shop, the school where hell holds forth and teaches its doctrine, the place where souls are sold, where homes are ruined, where health deteriorates, where quarrels begin, and where murders are committed. What do you learn there? You know that better than I do. Take a look at this poor drunkard, my dear brethren. He is full of wine and his purse is empty. He throws himself down on a bench or a table. He is amazed at the morning to find himself in the cabaret when he thought he was at home. He takes himself off having spent all of his money, and then often, in order to be able to leave, he is forced to leave his hat or coat in pledge of the wine he has drunk. When he arrives at home, his poor wife and children, whom he's left without bread and only their eyes to weep with, have to fight with him unless they want to be ill-treated, as if they were cause of his spending of all his money and getting his affairs into a bad state in which they are. Ah, my dear brethren, how deplorable is the state of a habitual drunkard. The Council of Mainz wisely tells us that drunkards break the Ten Commandments of God. It is greatly to be feared that those who are gripped by this vice never cure themselves of it. Let us pray to the all-merciful God to preserve us from it. Saint John Vianney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.